this day, and thank you for everyone that was able to meet here today. Lord, we ask that you give us wisdom and guidance to make decisions and best things for the school, the district. Lord, we ask that you give us all the board members, all of the administration. Lord, we thank each and every one of them. We ask that you just lead and guide and lift all of us up, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Running back, Tom Frank, Aiden Drummond, Kevin Holloway, Brian McCurley, Jesse Morgan. All right, nobody's on the committee forum. You didn't want to sign up for the committee forum, right? Make sure. All right. Well, the first thing off the bat is James Guest, line barber.
I'm not James Guest, but I am a line barber. What I'm here about today, last month, we presented y'all with a resolution to do away with some deeds in lieu of taxes. An older resolution y'all had passed for the mud. And in that resolution, yes, sir. What that resolution is, you had a bunch of people back then. Did y'all vote on that resolution or table it?
We tabled it.
Okay. So I'll talk about that resolution. So Raven Country's lots sold. I'm assuming these are lots that sold probably sight unseen back when it first opened. They got on the delinquent tax roll. The people wasn't paying the taxes. So they contacted the Raven Country and the MUD and said, we want to do a deed in lieu of taxes. This is several lawyers before myself and Mr. Guest that was handling this at the time. But so they went around to all the entities that were involved, and the county and y'all and the MUD signed a resolution basically authorizing the MUD to accept deeds in lieu of taxes. And then y'all had a contract through the MUD with Sam Job to sell those lots. He was going to make either a percentage or $500 a lot or something. And these lots didn't sell. I mean, they can't be sold. The problem is y'all, the MUD, and the county are stuck as the owners of this property. So y'all have some liability as those owners, not necessarily for taxes, but if somebody was to get hurt on one of these pieces of property, it could create a liability situation. We want to do that resolution that y'all first passed is just to do away with the deeds and resolution and go back to collecting taxes the old-fashioned way, putting it up for sale and then striking it off and putting it up for resale. These lots are lots that are currently owned by the MUD as trustee for y'all and the county and them. We want to take that to our sale, our public sale in August. We asked the MUD to look at these properties and give us a realistic, what can we possibly hope to sell it for to get it back on the tax roll. And basically they put on the far right $100 a lot starting bid. When we do a sale like this, if the starting bid is going to be less than the tax amount, we have to get the approval of the entities to open it up at $100 a lot. The most important thing is to hopefully get somebody to buy these and get them back on the tax roll with somebody responsible for the taxes. And so today I'm asking y'all, one, to approve the resolution that y'all tabled last time, doing away with the deeds in lieu of, and two, approving the opening bids listed on the sheet of paper I handed out to you. And I know there was some questions, or I was told there might be some questions
Thanks for the explanation, because I was just unsure, you know, number one, how we got there in the first place, what the thought process was, and just trying to relive the history of it to better understand and to make sure, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what was the original intent of going in that direction and make sure we weren't undoing something that needed to stay that way?
I think he did sell some lots. I think everybody thought it was a way we could get a realtor involved in the sale and have more exposure. And I think he did some good.
Cherry picking.
Yeah.
Except for the ones.
And you know, I mean.
Gets us out of the real estate business too.
Correct.
Let me ask you, are there no reserves on these lots at all?
Well, right now, there's, I mean, reserves like.
Minimum that you have to pay for this lot.
For like to cover the taxes and stuff.
If somebody wanted to come in and gave me a sealed or bid on it, there would be a tax amount that was due and owing. Now, I don't know how long it's been. No, wait, there wouldn't, because these deeds were deeded over in lieu of taxes.
Right.
And since y'all were the owners, the entities were the owners, I'm assuming taxes haven't accumulated. Because y'all were the owners and y'all were not.
Right, should have been like an inventory.
Right.
Yeah.
So currently, no, they're not doing, there's nothing out there.
So this value, I guess, is.
This value is from the appraisal district.
Yeah, and that value is still a legal entity. I mean, it's still valid, right?
Like,
and it's still listed at that at the appraisal district.
Yeah.
Is the lot worth that? I don't know. Mr. Job couldn't sell it, and I think he was trying to sell them for $2,500 a piece. I mean, I may be wrong, but I mean, it just.
So that appraised value may not be nowhere near.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Just because it's Rayburn Country.
It's Rayburn Country, and the other lots in that area may be valued higher, and so you just don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at every one of those lots. I've looked at about three of them, and one of them specifically they've carried and showed me. There's like a creek running down the middle, and both sides of the lot. I mean, you have to basically build a bridge to build a house on top of the bridge. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
In the appraisal districts, I guess, get on that side of it. Possibly the adjacent lot may have $1 million home on it, right?
Yeah.
But this particular lot's unbuildable. And that's, you see that a lot in what we've done through the years we've seen that.
I just didn't want us to say, okay, minimum bid's $100, but we're letting a lot go for $100 that was. Actually, somebody's valued it, the appraisal district valued
yes,
it at $20,000.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know.
If we do let it go for $100, right? Let's just say that only one person bids on this thing and it goes for $100. If this is what the appraisal district said, this is what.
That's what they're going to be taxed on.
That's what they'll be taxed on, right?
Yes, sir. So, I mean,
I'm just trying to get these. Are these. Let me back up. The deeds in lieu of, is there 100 of those, or 500 of those, or 50 of those?
There's those.
This is all that's left.
That's all that's left.
This is what Mr. Job could not sell.
Okay, so once this is cleared out, you're back to the original process of.
Yes. We'll foreclose. I mean, if necessary, we'll foreclose on the property and then take it to a sale, and then if it doesn't sell, it'll be struck off and we'll list it at the subsequent sale as a resale.
Which is probably what's going to happen with these. But will they have to go through the process?
They won't have to go through all that process. All y'all have to do is approve these bids and we're going to put them in a sale in August.
And then they'll be struck off.
At that point, if they don't sell, they'll be struck off. And
along with, do we know what that number of lots are? I think they struck off.
Oh,
it's a big number.
It's 70 or 90 right now.
No, it's not.
It used to be
700
to 900.
Yes, that was the number I was looking for.
So we're moving. Yeah. We're moving those. So they kind of changed it up a little bit, and I don't remember exactly when. But if one of the entities, and in this case the county did this, passes a resolution authorizing the sheriff to resell struck off properties at a public auction, the sheriff can do that, and he doesn't have to go to the entities to get their approval if the bid is less than the taxes owed, because it's a public sale, it's advertised to the public, it's not a closed sealed bid type deal.
Yeah.
And so we have been moving a lot of properties through tax sales, resales, and getting them back on the list so that we can generate tax dollars to help fund these kiddos and all the needs of the schools and all the other entities.
I think that's what concerned everybody, you see that what they appraised it for, and without actually going out there and looking at it, that we might be losing something somewhere. But I was thinking that, you know, y'all would be trying to get every penny you could if it's possible.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I think if you could have got anything more for these lots, Mr. Joe probably could have sold them. Now, if they truly had that value and he was offering for $2,500, I mean, if it was truly a $28,000 lot for $2,500, I don't know very many people. I mean, you'd have flippers buying them, if nothing else.
Right. Yeah.
Who needs two motions?
Was it later on the agenda? I'm sorry, I did not see it.
That's right.
No, you were first.
I know, but I talked about both of them at one time.
No, that's fine. It'll get it all. Yeah. All right, anybody got any other questions for our... or any other tax questions? Joe James, you got off the hook. You're welcome to stay. You're more than welcome to stay. Whatever.
Well, if y'all need us for anything else?
I'm sure that answered our question, so C shouldn't be a problem. Okay. Of rescinding that on the day.
He did buy lunch.
he probably did.
Yeah. Oh, I did. That's always good. Yeah,
y'all are welcome. No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. Well, then, if we can be excused, we will be.
All right. Well, thank you for coming and explaining all that.
Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
I think it was.
Yeah, definitely.
They're all the same. Can I grab a bottle of water?
You bet. You better.
Thank you.
Tea there. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can probably rest assured that we're going to pass this proposal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to do something. Yeah, there's not much alternative. You know, and like I said, I think those values are probably way overblown, you know. And if somebody would take the time to go look at a couple of them, that's good. Reassure yourself. But I'm like, what he said, it's a drainage ditch or on the side of a mountain or something, you know.
Very good thing, but not a missing opportunity.
No. Or even if it was good enough that a neighbor wanted to attach it so they can do something, it's probably not anything that somebody that lives next to it can do something with.
Everybody's got something?
Yes.
Okay. As long as everybody's got that little sitting in front of them, that'd be bad. Good, that'll give everybody a chance to look over the consent agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was probably thinking James. Yeah, I should get him confused. I talked to James.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he may go by his middle name. Who knows?
Yeah.
I know, that's what I was thinking when I was talking. I was like, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's true.
Not if you like my imagination, but all my parents, they're very great.
I really can't believe it. I'm going to have to go. But I appreciate it today. You want to see you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to write it down.
Go to Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I got one, yeah, thank you.
Donna, during this lull of the action, do you happen to know, Mr. Beckett says you know everything.
Everything.
And what you don't know is not worth knowing. But he says that you might know where the drawings were from the original replacement maintenance building. This is a test of your.
Yeah, wasn't that long ago? 10 or 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Quite that long.
I could say that.
10 years, I bet.
Way before my time.
No, it ain't that. Not that long ago.
The maintenance building that's out here?
No.
Remember we had chance and.
Remember we approved.
Yes. Drawings were actually.
We actually approved. Remember we gave them the bid until the attorney got hold of it. They were the low bid.
Not so much for facing.
Well, you will, because we don't need more of that.
This is more communication.
Do we want to go ahead?
We'll get on that.
We need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
If everybody's had a chance to look over, sure.
I move.
I'll say it.
All right, you got that done. Everybody approve the consent agenda? All right. 7A, investment policy.
So this is just upgrade that's going to go into the blue book. And we have to put it into the three times before y'all. This is the final time that we're doing it. It's just updating the rules and regulations.
Investment. Okay.
I have to have the training, we're going to have to come in. This would be the zero woman.
No, depends on who you are.
He doesn't think so.
And
he's been trying for 30 years.
So would you like a motion to approve the CISD investment policy?
Yes, sir. So I'm going to add it to the blue book.
Need a second on the investment policy. Just a minute. All in favor?
School calendar.
Okay, so we have two school calendars that we put forth to the faculty and staff every year. And they overwhelmingly approved calendar B, which has the promoted for calendar B, which has the spring break and winter break. The only adjustment I think we probably would need to make to this calendar is that we did not mark Good Friday. And we were to Good Friday as a separate day. So that's a change of it to that calendar. And we can do that easily when we put it in here for the following year. So.
No, we're going
to approve it because this should be. We'll make sure we have the minutes right.
Did you make that?
I did.
Charlie made it, except the B calendar. Right, B calendar. Need a second. Kevin, second. All in favor of B? None opposed? All right.
I don't know what you're like, 49 or 39.
42 to 7.
All right.
Given the opportunity to take more time off, I guess they would.
Yeah.
No, no, 49.
Well, you don't want to go.
Everybody got a ballot. Only 49 chose to send theirs in.
I know how they want it.
I didn't even vote. It doesn't matter. I won't be here. So there we go.
All right, C is the what we just talked about, the resolution rescinding the prior resolution authorizing the tax resale.
I'll make a motion to rescind the prior resolution authorizing tax resale.
Hayden, second. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Oh, goodness. SB 546, school bus seatbelt study. Estimate for installing 3-point seatbelts.
This might be one.
So the state had fill out what it, they're taking a survey and had us fill out what it would cost us to go back and retrofit the buses with 3-point harness. It's going to cost us $3,489. You have a bone in your fish? Do I need to talk to Mr. Jeff?
Eight buses.
Eight buses.
Oh, I'm sorry, say that again. $265,000 per bus?
No.
All of them, okay. All right. That sounded better.
Well, over $32,000 per bus.
Okay.
And that's if we use the one that bid on.
This is just a study that we have to send.
Yes, this is just a study that we are sending into the state. It's not like we're going to actually go out.
They find out they're going to have to pay for it.
Yes.
They won't push it.
They're wanting to know what it's going to cost these school districts to do this. And we're telling them, based on our information, that's what it's going to cost us to do this. Right? That we're going to jump off and do it, that's what it's going to cost us to do it. So if they want us to do it, they need to sock some money in a seatbelt grant.
But they've got a provision in here that says if you can show that your district can't afford to do this,
that's what we're trying to do, is saying that we can't afford.
I don't know how we could. There's no way we could.
No, obviously we could afford to do it.
Charlie, don't have
seat belts
at all.
Don't we have 2 or 3 to do?
I thought we had
14, 15, and 16.
We've got 3.
We do have them. We just don't have to use
them. And then the little short bus.
So if something gets twisted up, we've got the ability to put 3 route buses out there if we haven't had 2 buses.
And they have a 100% grant.
And then the 2 little white buses come to 2 points. They do not have the 3 points.
Black bus, don't they? All the black buses? Mm-hmm.
If push came to shove, can we not take on this project ourselves and use Ryan's capabilities? Are you have to be a certified seatbelt installer or what?
Don't the seats have to be changed up?
I was told that they have to take all the seats out of the buses. They have to reinforce the flooring in the bus. And then put the seats back in with 3 points.
No, sir. I'm not letting Ronnie do that. That's a no, sir.
Prison ought to be able to do that.
So when I asked Roger at the prison, he actually sent it to the company that did it.
Well, you got to back up. We've been through this last, 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, you got a whole bunch of people don't believe that that's a good thing to do. I mean, most people with 3 seatbelts are good. But then you talk about how are you going to actually do it in a live, everyday, that, you know, who's going to unbuckle the kid at each stop? You know, there's a whole lot of different. I think their chances are just as good with or without. I mean, there's arguments on both sides.
Do we not?
How are all y'all doing?
It's up there.
Okay. I'm gonna move it.
So.
I'm sure it's good to the live business involved, but that's just my bus.
So, see, you have one.
Yeah, he was making a major modification.
So, can we say on what we're doing here?
Saying that we come out before.
We're just approving.
We need to ask approve or disapprove.
I'm going to approve the estimate, right? To be submitted.
Estimate, of course. And all we're doing is.
Approving the estimate, right?
Approving the receipt.
Okay, in the estimate.
Yes, we're okay to estimate, and then she will send it in saying we cannot.
Correct.
So this is, if your school board determines that your district's budget is insufficient to purchase school buses with 3-point seat belts, the district is required to submit TEA in a public meeting. If the number of buses operated by your district do not have 3.2 points. This is also important, we sent it to the end by the end of May. So we say we approve the estimate, but our budget is not sufficient enough to cover this, so.
Yeah. Not saying we can't afford it, it's just it's not in our budget.
It's not in our budget, is it?
I just need a motion to approve that, right? Fairly good with that. We're just talking about the study and giving the estimate. You made it. Second? Kevin, second? All in favor? Any opposed? Nope. All right.
While we're on buses.
Mm-hmm.
How many buses do we have?
Sounds like 11.
Yes. Eleven big buses. And three.
And how many do we send out on route every day?
On routes?
Yeah.
Two big ones and a little bit of a passenger.
Just a question, do we need this whole fleet of buses?
We use them for field trips this time of year, yes, sir.
I'm truly asking.
No, really, because I don't have to worry about buses getting back in time for the route unless they're on a field trip. And then it's not that I can't send the buses, I just need to let the parents know they're not going to be on the bus for the field trip. Right, I'm not waiting for a field trip to get back.
Not to challenge, but just to talk about it here.
Right.
So if we got three that are on the route every day, right?
Yes, sir.
How many do we need for field trips on a daily basis?
In the spring? it kind of depends because they will, like last week, we had going to the handicap capable rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
We had golf gone. We had tennis. We had a track, and they had to take Suburban to go to meet the track people. And then we had our three routes. If baseball would have been playing an away game, then I would need a bus for that. And then softball, they would have been playing an away game. So it's coordinating the sports with the field trips with our bus routes. So we try to.
How many CDL drivers do you have? That'll answer your question.
Yeah.
Two of them are the route drivers.
So I didn't give us a lot of these.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many was it?
There's eight that have CDL.
Mm-hmm.
And then two of those are regular route drivers. So with the little white buses, the full short buses, mm-hmm. if you've taken the 20-hour safety course, mm-hmm. for the region Bob, you can drive that. And we have Tiffany, Brittany, Jessica, KK, myself.
Harris.
Harris.
We can't drive only 8 buses. Right.
Sorry?
We can only drive 8 buses.
If they're going to take a big bus.
So 8 is the maximum number that we can drive. Eight out of
11. It just, it feels like we got 2 or 3 that we don't need, right? And I don't know what the cost of owning them on insurance and cost of maintenance annually is. We want to make sure we're not, you know, keeping something around that we don't absolutely have to have.
But then if one of those break down, I have to have a backup.
Sure, sure. No, I get all that, right? But it sounds like we got more than one backup to a backup. And this is where I'm at. Food for thought. 14 sounds like a lot when you got 3 on.
That's true.
On a route. Lately.
And then when you're juggling trying to get everybody a bus to go everywhere on every field trip, you're thinking, I don't have enough. What mm-hmm. am I going to do? So, yeah.
All right, so we're done with
the
All right, Eve. List of proposed books to add to the library.
Yes. So these are some things that we must put forth and along the way we have to get a list.
We're
going
to list
all of them, right? Yes, sir. I've already made a foul decision on what to do.
Yeah, so she's approved them.
Have you read
them? She says they're all good.
Have you read each one of these books? No, sir.
In order to approve it, you put your seal and stamp on it, saying, I think this is a great book, and we all have to know I've read it.
No, sir. I'm going to give Kim the authority to do that. If we come across something, then we'll go like we've done before.
It was daunting to get this list and say, and you're going to put your stamp of approval on it, and they're going to come see you and take you to court.
Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at that list. Does it have it broken down by grade level or grade level?
It might be, but the title is weird.
Is this a list that came from someone, or just a list that we put together? Or?
No, this is a list of the books she's recently purchased.
Who are the owners?
Quite a few.
I would say probably so. But she may not be, because last time when we had a question back then, it wasn't that. She usually
well,
has like a card that she has the name before she
runs. Last couple times.
Yeah, I don't think we've purchased
them
yet.
Last couple times we've had issue with the book. We did not have some type of a rating system for that book.
Yes, we do. And we have
possibly looked at some of those or whatever in that rating system and rating point with the federal book.
We can. But
we need it.
I'll get we'll just table this till next time and I'll go over the
books. You can provide some just a short synopsis.
That's not gonna happen either. I will say, yeah, I like this book or I don't like this book. Roll on. But no.
You're being recorded, you know.
I understand. No, very clear. I said,
was
I wasn't going to read.
Jumped out at you just by their title?
No.
Here's the thing. When we face these dilemmas in the past, we have put a procedure in place that Kim, at the beginning of the year, we send out, every parent has to sign, saying it is okay for your child to check out a certain level of book. Yeah. If you don't want that your child to read that mature rated book, then they don't let it go out and do that. So we have found a way to manage, hopefully, to not have both of those go out.
Probably have less time to think.
Yes.
Kid read a book, he went supposed to be.
The parent did not, it was graded for the child, but for the parent didn't like the content of the book.
But each parent has the capability to block books for their student to be checked out.
And you can see what they're checking out each and every day.
Yes.
But sometimes the audio book.
Yes, we did last.
And they always got resources to that. But these books are mainly from, that are recommended from Blueberry, an award-winning book. And that's usually where she pulls her interest list from, and she's not purchased them yet. They're just sitting in the cart to use her budget before it goes out at the end of the year for the next year.
Rotten school.
Well, there's some strange titles in there.
You wouldn't think you'd know rotten school.
It's a little tough to go through. I think the last one, the one that Hayden brought up, right? I didn't necessarily have an issue with the particular book we were looking at. I had an issue with the author and some of the other books that author had published, right? And that took some extensive digging to find that, I guess is the best way to put it. So.
Well, we hope our librarian got the message from last time, I would hope. You know, that's all I can say about that.
Hopefully she got it right.
You're going to make sure, huh? So we're tabling it? That's what you want to do?
I'll do whatever y'all wish for me to do, sir.
Do you have this in the Excel or Word format by any chance? If so, I got some smart people that,
what's that?
I could have them run it through AI and they could help me hopefully the list a whole lot quicker.
I will get you one. How about
you
that?
Do that and we'll.
Okay.
So that's what we're call the AI table. Machine to do it for me.
Who wants to make that motion to table it?
I'll make it.
Okay, we got a second. Tom, second. All in favor of tabling the book list till we make sure it's A-okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. TEA certification of provision of instructional materials. Survey.
This is
We do it every year, and it stays the same for the most part. There are some changes. TEA is no longer doing the traditional adoption schedule where, you know, we choose a math curriculum and we're stuck with it for, I don't know, social studies curriculum that was adopted in 2010, and we're still rocking and rolling with it. So it's a very long time that you have been, kind of stuff with these materials. It's not that way anymore. CEA puts out what they call high quality instructional materials for math and ELA, and it is their recommendation that you adopt one of those items because it meets a higher rubric. And so those are some of the things that we really looked at this time. ELA currently has a high quality instructional material that they've been using, so we're going to keep those materials. They're not changing. The only changes were math. Math was using Texas GoMath. It, after discussing with Ms. Ward, when we adopted it, she said, you know, there were some gaps in the lower grades that she wasn't fully happy with. We had adopted some supplementals to kind of fill those gaps. But looking at some of the new materials that they have, it's called Envision, and that one curriculum fills in everything. And it is also newer, so it matches what the new STAR test is. And so that is the big change, is K through fourth grade would be switching to Envision math that TEA endorses. It's not Bluebonnet. TEA puts Bluebonnet above Envision, and we chose not to. The only other change is social studies for fourth and fifth grade. Karen Smith has chosen to switch from what she's always used. I know. She is switching to what my K-1 and 2-3 teachers are using for social studies, which is Studies Weekly. It's a very good curriculum.
When you said that T puts one above the other, I was kind of following
TEA you there. Has high-quality instructional materials that they put out. There's a list of about 10 for ELA and a little bit more.
What about Bluebonnet, you said?
And Bluebonnet is the one, it's called an open educational resource, so it's out there. It's supposed to be free. It's not, even though they say it is. And that's what a lot of school districts adopted last year when it came out. There are a lot of complications with it. There's a lot of good things, but a lot of complications and kinks that they have not worked out of that curriculum. And TEA is still trying to get school districts to sign on to it.
But we want to use
Envision.
Envision.
Envision is just. Envision is not believe on it. It's not an open educational resource. It actually has consumables. It has things that our students can still hold instead of putting everything on a Chromebook. It's something that's tangible that we can send home with parents as well. And Believe On It is not that. Believe On It is all, from what I can tell, everything else is 100% online for the teachers. Then we are responsible for printing it, and then TA will give us a reimbursement for all the paper that we have to print. It's meant to go more digital.
I believe him it was on Believe On It. And the only curriculum I've ever heard, you know, walking the streets, been in the community, people make graph about Common Core and stuff like that, but I've never heard of curriculum specifically called out
like
except Believe On It. And they hate it.
And that's what we have now?
No.
No.
Not what we want to do.
We've been criticized by
a lot of people for me not endorsing
our service center for not. I've asked several times, why haven't y'all gone to Believe On It? We're doing really well with the curriculum that we have. Our scores are really well, so we're going to.
So what do we don't have Envision now either, though, right?
No,
but that's
have,
what we want
we
to go
have
to.
Texas Go Math, which was adopted, don't quote me, but I think about 2018. And we want to move from that into Envision. We're going to keep using Learning like we have as a supplemental, which has made huge gains for us. Envision just kind of, it's a newer resource. So the online components match what we're doing on the STAR test better than what Texas Go Math does. Texas Go Math just kind of hasn't revamped some of their online to push them forward, whereas Envision has. We looked at iReady. We've looked at Envision, we looked at some things that came out of Savvis, or Savvis, however you say it. All of them are also high quality instructional materials. I've looked at it for about a year now, which math is not my strong suit. I can do it, it's not my strong suit. So I've had Ms. Ward look at a lot of things, Ms. Ainsley, and Ms. Myler and the K-1 team.
And I can just assume that this recommendation that you're making, right, is to get better test scores out of them, right? I mean, that's the ultimate goal that we're trying to get to.
I want my students to have high expectations. A STAR score to me is here. I always told my kids, I'm not doing a baseline hit. We're hitting it out of the park each and every time. And I think that's what all of our district really wants for our kids. And I think Envision's going to do that.
I think also it's streamlining from K through and up with the same curriculum. Instead of having one for this group,
yeah,
and then we get to another curriculum, this is bringing it one curriculum.
And it's not something, I'm not switching next year, but I don't anticipate that. But TEA has set it up where you're not stuck with it for 10 years down the road. If it's something that does not work for your school district, you can make a change. Within a couple of
in the
years.
Past, it's not an adopted calendar,
mm-hmm,
and you can only adopt new products, new courses, and stuff when your adoption of that subject came up. So that's the reason you're stuck with something from 2018, our history book.
It's 2010. It's 2010. Barack Obama wasn't even elected yet.
Yeah, until your history hits this adoption cycle, then you couldn't continue.
They're giving much more authority back to the local districts, whereas the state still has all these recommendations, but they're giving us more authority on what we look at. Other than that, everything has stayed the same within the certification of materials from last year. The only other difference in high school is we're adding a physics class, and I think we're choosing to use STEM scopes, which has worked for chemistry and IPC.
We're gonna go through this again next year. So
every year,
you have to
be made aware of what we're doing.
Not a done deal for duration, but
we
can give you some options. Stuff doesn't work out, and children do not have to wait.
We can benefit from all these other districts that are using Blue Bonnet and gain from their mistakes or.
And Blue Bonnet may be an incredibly just. Personal opinion, it may be an incredibly wonderful resource down the road.
Yes.
There's just lots of kinks.
They were pushing that when I went to a conference down there.
I mean, they just had State Board of Education last week had
meetings until 1 or 2 a.m. every night discussing some of the things that are in Bluebonnet, whether or not they wanted to keep it or take it out, and topics that weren't correct or controversial, or so the other curriculums not having those issues with
I trust you implicitly.
This is not something that I just make a decision on. We all sit down and meet this team. We kind of just trust what our teachers are wanting to need. They're the ones who know what they need in the classroom.
One morning, I guess it was like 5 o'clock, they were talking about test scores, oddly enough, in the South. So again, this secret. No. 3 states. Knocking it out of the park. They had a lot of the curriculum out there. Mm-hmm. Like the basics, and they kept paying. I was waking up and paying attention. So that's what struck me. If you say education in Louisiana, I don't usually think about knocking it out of the park, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're doing. I have no clue.
Mississippi, I think math right now, we teach 3 or 4 different ways to do one math problem. They've gone back to how we were taught when we were kids, where addition is addition, you take it this way.
That's kind of what they were doing. They were talking about you needed to know that 2 + 2 = 4 and 2 × 2 = 4.
That's a good question, I think.
Yeah, no blocks, no counting, no counting, none of that stuff. Actual math. But it was interesting. I wasn't too interested.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? That sounded like they got it all under control. That's right. All right, so we need to approve just provision of instructional materials survey for 26-27.
Anybody motion?
Aiden made it. Jesse second. All in favor? None opposed? All right. All right, moving the date of the May board meeting.
Yes, sir. So our May board meeting is on the 21st. That is the same time as the meeting. I'm so sorry. It's on the 21st, and it's the same time as 8th grade graduation. So.
My money back.
So, when would y'all like to move the board meeting on in May?
Do you have to be
Do y'all want to meet at noon? Whatever day, however y'all want to do it. No, sir.
Combine them.
No, sir.
Wonder how much money you could save if you did that.
I realized I was going to make such a great move.
The
Thursday before is the state track meet. I fully anticipate our girls being there. So, that would not. So,
what did you tell us when to show up?
Yeah, that's probably because I had looked that far
ahead. Who would you like these folks to show up?
Mr. Shoemaker, you got some dates on there? Anything?
I think we had looked at the Tuesday before, the week before on that Tuesday, maybe.
The 12th?
Yes. I just remember that off the top of my head, but I don't have my calendar right here.
Scholars,
we
do it during the day. Scholars, lunch,
and
respect.
I'm talking about
evening. Yeah,
7 o'clock that Tuesday.
Okay.
Is none of the possibility that same day is that you can have somebody else to squeeze out?
Yes. I'm here. Whatever y'all want to do.
I'm here yet for me. I'm usually around.
So definitely just get you out.
I like the new times. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, so you want to move to Mr. Spring, are you okay with noon on the 21st? Alright, so we're going to do 21st of noon. How about that?
What day?
Same thing on Thursday, but
it's going to
be
at noon. I thought we were
going 12. Was that heard that they posed that question to like college kids or something? They didn't know what noon was.
Really?
They didn't know what noon was. And they're talking about time and things that you should learn in school. They didn't nobody know what noon was.
Well, I envision a time and motion.
Okay, so we're going to, May the 21st at noon, we'll have our next board meeting.
I hope so.
All right.
What do we
use? What would you like?
Get down on the important topic.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Well, guess what? You are just full of disappointments today. I am so sorry. Not going to be able to. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so we did that. All right, we need a motion to move it to May, the same day, just 12 o'clock instead of 7.
Tom
raised his hand, so Tom made it. Brian seconded. All in favor? All in favor. Okay. H. Matching funds for project graduation.
Yes, sir. It's that time of year where money to our seniors, so we would.
Just $2,000.
And that $2,000 goes to every senior. It's divided up between every senior. And you've got some seniors that are going to get more because they've worked different events, but every senior is guaranteed a piece of this.
I'll make a motion to approve matching funds for project graduation.
All right, got a motion, second?
Discussion.
Tom?
Can we just make this a budget item instead of having to go through it every year?
If they don't raise the amount, we can't do much.
Yes, if they don't.
We're still going to give them $2,000.
I'm still going to bring it to your attention just because I'm going to spend it without my money.
Right. Everybody's in favor of doing that, huh? You get the motion in a second? I'm saying. All right, all in favor.
Sir? Keeps me on my toes.
All right, new website. Quote for new website.
Okay, James. You're the next big one. Let's go.
So peace, they love resistance off here.
I want to buy a new website. I don't like all of them.
You just don't like.
I don't like this.
It's outdated. It's got little cranks here and there, you know, creaks.
That's what they said about
it. It reminds me of an old house that's about to fall down.
How much does the old one cost and how much does the new one cost?
Maybe $9,500 a year for our website. The new one, currently, yes. The new one is going to be, and before you freak out, it's going to be $14,600. But we are adding a feature to it that allows us to have it where it gives more insight to parents on what their kids are doing and stuff like that. So you can go to it, you can look at your kid, see all the rule books, all that stuff, attendance, everything, which is another $6,000 program that if we don't like it, we can cut that out the next year.
I'll make it sound a lot prettier too.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the transition to this, building the website to meet all state standards and everything, we spent a lot of time with that over the summer. The transition to it's gonna be flawless. It's something that practically is gonna happen overnight that we don't have to stress over. The features that come along with it, we get an app, the school that is just based to our school, everything that, you know, say Coach Shoemake would like to announce that we've got, you know, an early release one day, okay? So we get to, instead of having to use our call-out system and it making that awesome phone call to our phones, it'll do that. It'll also post onto the website, the Facebook page. It'll post onto the app. So instead of saying, oh, yes, it'll do text message as well. So
it's on all platforms.
And legally, we're supposed to do the text. Yes. So instead of you saying, oh, Brooklyn ISD called me, is my kid in the office, or are they, you know, is there an issue with something going on? You have the ability to check into the app as well. The addition that he was speaking on is the Attendance Pro. It's a newly formed asset to it that we're going to implement to the best of our ability with staying into not using the AI portion of it until we understand it completely. So it's only going to be features that we're able to monitor all throughout the day. They gave us the whole spill on the beneficial parts of it, but I do feel like it's going to be an efficient, very, very efficient addition and replacement to what we currently do have.
What we currently have, if you look on your phone at the website,
yes, it's not compatible.
And that's where most of our parents get their information if they go to the website. That's why a lot of them choose Facebook, because Facebook on their phone, it's easier to read. What they're proposing that we switch to is what Chester ISD, I think, yes. Sabine, Zavala, and when you load those on your phone, it looks like widgets. That makes sense.
Yes, it's formatted correctly, but people that don't utilize social media such as Facebook too, this is a free app that they're capable to download. It's completely user-friendly. The people that have access to post on it, not just every Billy and Jane have it, you're able to give certain permissions to certain people. Not only the beneficial part of that, though, is the teachers. We use, I know, confident to say all of you have had kids here or have had grandkids, but our parent communication platforms, currently Pre-K uses Class Dojo. Second, our K-1 team uses
Dojo
as well. So then we've got Remind
for what our other elementary students use as well. But this is capable of those teachers having just their specific classroom through this app as well. So the parents are not only capable of accessing their students' data that we kind of use parent portal for, but they're capable of using this as their communications between teachers as well. And then it's all that whole communication platform is all on one, so we don't have to worry about tracking, hey, did you get them over here, did you get them over here. It's all on one. Parents are capable of uploading documents as far as, like, with this Attendance Pro add-on, they're capable of sending in a doctor's note instead of, you know, interesting, hey, I sent this in my kindergarten binder and it, you know, it got lost in the backpack somewhere. So we're talking registration time, uploading documents as far as that. So it's not just a pretty thing, it's an efficient thing as well. So a lot of the background stuff is going to cut out a whole lot of middlemen. So just pretty straightforward there. How much is the website right now? What do we spend a year on the website right now?
And we try a lot more over it, though.
It took you all over the summer to put our audit together. If you did it for the first year,
if we do it this year, we only have to spend, I think it's like $4,000. That'll get everything up. And then once we get to next year's budget, we can pay the $14,000 for the...
So for $18,000?
Well, it's $14,000 a year. But we can start building it this year, go in for the last couple of months, so we can actually get it up, running, and get all the bugs and everything worked out before
so
we...
Like prorate?
Yes, it's a prorated price for the remainder of this year before we open.
It's prorated out. Yes. So we can start building it, and then we'll send the balance out. Okay. So out of that $95, we also pay for...
Also pay about...
Phone system.
Yeah, which is another $1,200?
School Messenger
is about $1,200. So will that go away?
Yes, School Messenger will be, so you're replacing that.
The $1,200 a month. Is it a month or a year that we pay for?
A year.
So we're eliminating that $1,200 a year, because this new website platform will
cover all comms. Yes.
We'll be saving that $1,200.
Not saving anything. We still cost them. We're closer to what we're spending now.
But it's not $1,200.
Now you're at $10,700, so you're only $4,000 more a year than you are. I think
listening to his pitch as, you know, not only a staff member here, but a parent as well. I think honestly, just the accessibility, the convenience, more so the convenience of it. I mean, what's the first thing that you have to do when you're on a phone? You got to download an app to do something.
You had a great point of pulling it up on your phone.
Yes, because it's hard to navigate on there.
It's not set to
mobile. It's not mobile friendly.
It's set up for desktop. Mm-hmm.
So. And with the ability to have that app, I mean, it's going to be right there, and you know specifically, hey, I'm not having to navigate onto a website like she's showing you on your phone for this. All of it's going to be into one one thing.
Miranda, can you squeeze a 4K out of something to get a student?
Oh, 4K here. A while ago, you asked for $2,000 more. That's what I was just thinking.
It sounds great. We just got to make sure we can squeeze it out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go back and look, because if I need to do a budget amendment, I would need to put that in May's board packet. And if we do go with it, I'd rather go ahead and figure out the money part of it and get it going before I close out the school year. To make sure. But I'm pretty sure I have it.
So that's going to stay up until like
yeah,
July, August-ish. Then we'll transition and start seeing how
and that was the bugs work. The idea behind that is looking at that prorated amount for the remainder of this year is to learn and learn the system and make sure it covers all grounds before we publish.
And it's easy enough. In Chester ISD, they have, like how we have our media and technology class, so they have a class that has already learned, like they don't have full access to it. They just have a section of the website. So the kids are the ones making the calendar that goes out on Facebook and goes out within this system. So they've already figured it out.
Teachers have their own individual page.
Yes, they can have their own individual page.
How hard is it going to be for them to set up their new page versus what they're doing right now?
From what we looked at the demo, and I went over it, because I began this meeting with just... We are very confident that we will only have to go in there at least 4 times and not 30 to help, okay? I'm confident in that. But no, it is an extremely user-friendly process. You set all of those things up on your desktop, and just all of it's pretty easy to do, step by step on that. So that's why I'm saying maybe 4 times, not 30.
We will have a thing where during that in-service thing, you'll do a whole course and everything and learn how to use it.
Yeah, and it's accessible on your phone as well. But I mean, just the main point too is it safe? You know, one thing that we don't want parents accessing something that they are not on their list. And this kind of helps pull from a sender as well. So all the data that I'm inputting for contact information, do I have these people checked correctly? It's going to be able to, I'm not saying it's going to transition over perfectly, but it's adapting with the state standards. And you've seen multiple schools convert over to Aptigy, which is what this program is. And like she had mentioned, we've got several people around us that have, and we've spoken with their business offices and their admin on campus that, you know, they love it, and they're not even utilizing it to the best of its ability. So I do feel like it's going to be beneficial all the way around. Yes, Region 5.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Region 5 about it because I don't really know what they're recommending for a website.
But most of them use this. Most, I want to say there was about 12 or 13 of our surrounding area alone. Not all of them in Region 5, but any, I mean, if you personally just go and check it out, go to their websites, and if you scroll down and it says powered by Aptigy, that's 90% of our surrounding schools.
All I'm asking is that when you search, do not go to Wisby. That's not fair. They're just lazily done and not kept up very well at all.
Yeah, Chester and Zabala's
Burgers is good. Chester's is good.
They look different, but they're all using the same platform. You can choose where to put
it. My favorite part about it is that they do go back. They go through your website every month. They make sure that everything is up to state requirements. So if there's a file that we're supposed to have and we don't have, they will let us know to put it up there.
And that's great, because it took us how long over the summer between me and James? It felt like forever to make sure that I had everything, and was it in the right spot? Was it not in the right spot?
And I will have to go behind them on that and say that what we currently use is so beyond outdated.
It's
and
hard
to do what they did in the amount of time that they had was tremendous. But the greatest thing about this, and their first question was, do we have to rebuild the website? And that was our immediately to Eli, the rep that we have, was, no, we don't have to. They do it for us. They take everything that we currently have. So all the work that they did to meet state standards is going to transition over flawlessly because of them. So, and we get to, you know, keep our current one up, and they get to convert it, and we don't publish it until it's ready. And we learned about it, and we like it, and it's safe.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Okay. So all I need is like 4,000 even, right? Or it's like 4,500.
It's not 4,500.
Mm-hmm.
4,500 for the tri rate.
That's the high end. It's below. It's below. I promise.
Yeah.
I like to roll it up a little bit. Remember last year when you asked me about the lighting system, I told you $75,000? Where did it come out? It was like
$20,000.
We're on it. We're looking for the money.
We will find.
I like to leave myself a lot of cushion, you know?
Okay, outside of that, I think I'm pretty chill for you guys then. Yeah, okay.
Yes, because I'm going to be honest, those teacher web pages, they're not making them. They still bring because it's so hard to
teach. No one can do it.
No one can do it. It's just easier for you to give me the information and I do it for you. That takes 5 minutes compared to hours and hours, and you're still going to forget what you did and have to come back and do it again.
Yes, and it's wonderful that it intertwines with our media class as well. There's a feature on there that they can build strictly from there, and once it's approved by the admin on that, then it, like I said, it just posts to everything instead of...
And yes, it does have the same thing like Facebook, where you have to approve it before it can be put up
there. It upgrades a lot of different things all into one.
Is it something that could end up... I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm just saying it's a big upgrade. Mm-hmm.
Is it something that we need to improve now, or can we wait on Miranda to tell us where she's going to get the money from? And
I'll get the money.
Oh, we should.
Have she's saying that she's going to have the budget almost locked out by the time we do the MPA. Do it now.
For all Peter to take call.
We
have it. I just need to see exactly what line I need to pull it from.
My big feature is that it texts. If there's an emergency, it'll text.
Oh, I'm not less.
Like Angelina College, and we have that in the Messenger. We just have never used it, thankfully. But all the reviews of what we have in that school Messenger is not good for text messaging. This will match kind of what Angelina College, all of them use whenever they have emergencies.
Way better on that part.
Well, my question was, you know, do we have the money to do it now, or do we need to wait till the next budget year to do it? You know what I mean? That's all that I'm trying to sort out.
Yeah, we do have it. I may have to do a budget amendment in May because you have to pull it out of a certain function. Not sure off the top of my head if we have it in that particular function.
Can we authorize it before the budget amendment, or do we need to wait on that?
You can approve it before. I just can't pay for it until after.
And they'll probably delay it.
Yeah, I just need an approval so I can sign the paperwork, and then we have until like July to pay them. So we're, because they're not going to start on it until then.
We just need your yes.
Well, the ladies do a much better job presenting.
I know. I mean, if I ever start
I'm not going to lie.
Now we know who to bring in.
When James proposed this, he set this meeting up for me. He's like, hey, I think this will be a good idea. And I went strictly just for the attendance portion of it to kind of see, hey, Brittany, is this going to make life a little bit easier in here? And, you know, I spoke with him a little bit further more into it. And, like, I'm thinking, wow, this is, oh, my gosh, we have these things? Yes. In fact, they've had it for years. James, oh, I did have that meeting. I had that meeting.
I've had that meeting like three times.
Yes, it just took that initial, oh, my gosh, we need this in here. And then, trying to talk to everyone else.
I've had the pricing has gotten better. So, I mean.
It took a little more. So.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you let them do all that negotiating and it'll probably get better.
But yes, well, thank you guys so much. I think this is going to be beneficial all the way around for parents as well. So awesome. Okay, well, thank y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. Hey, Ms. Trey, I've got a copy for Jessica. You'll swing by before you leave. For Jessica. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, it's nothing bad. It's great.
I'll make the motion to approve the quote for a new website.
Second. All in favor of the new website?
I kind of forgot what we were
at. Any opposed? None opposed. All right. Principal's report.
All right. We got a lot going on at this time of year. Our enrollment numbers, elementary 206, secondary 185, so that's a total of 391
elementary 206, secondary 185, total 391. I think that's one down from last month at the elementary.
And high school is what? Do we know?
I don't have high school.
What do they measure the size off of? Is it just?
Ninth through 12.
That's obviously the reason I asked every time.
Yeah, we're going to be 1A for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
For sure. Because they did that in October. And we were 96. We were two less this time. 96 and 104 is a cutoff, so we were pretty good. I actually think, just kind of looking at our numbers, we're 1A the next realignment too. And then we're possibly 2A. We've probably got four more years in line. Our ADA numbers staying about the same. Elementary is 95.2, high school is 94.82 for a total of 94.99. And on Thursday, March 26th, we had 18 students travel to High Island for our district academics competition, and 9 of them advanced to regionals, which will be April 24th. STAR and EOC testing is underway. Last week, we did all of our ELA tests, 3rd through 8th grade. We did our high school English 1 and English 2 tests. This week, we're doing 8th grade U.S. history, high school U.S. history, 5th and 8th grade science, and our biology. And then next week, we finish up on Tuesday and Wednesday with all of our math tests. Tuesday will be 4th and 5th math in Algebra 1. Wednesday is 3rd, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade math. Our pre-kindergarten roundup was Friday, April 17th. I believe we're down, we have 3 spots left, I believe, is what Ms. Parker told me after the first day. They were lined up. I said they were in tents out here, like there's a Duke, North Carolina basketball game they were trying to get tickets for. They did have chairs in their tents, but they had chairs lined up down the sidewalk. The 5th, 6th week's report cards went out Friday, April 17th, and today is our final blood drive of the year. Before you leave, you can sign up. It's at the end of the hall, and you give a little bit of blood. Prom is April 25th at Pavilion in the Pines in Jasper. Big B Awards are going to be May 13th at 9 a.m. in the gym. Our end of the year junior high dance is May 8th. Our finals have been scheduled for May 11th through the 15th. Our senior walk will be Tuesday, May 19th. Elementary field day is Thursday, May 20th. Junior high school will not have a field day this year. Graduation's Tuesday, May 19th is kindergarten. Thursday, May 21st is 8th grade. And Friday, May 22nd is seniors. They are all at 7 o'clock.
Any Big B date again?
Big B is going to be the 13th, May 13th.
What time?
9 a.m. And then the Bachelorette is Sunday.
17th?
The 17th. Baptist Missionary Church.
You have two doing pre-K on.
Huh?
What? Pre is
19th? That's Kimberly.
Okay, next year.
One more. There's a lot going on.
My wife will be pleasantly surprised. She was pretty heartbroken. She wasn't going to be here for Big B Awards. I think I'll make it.
I originally scheduled a week earlier. There was a reason why. I just don't remember what that reason I put there for.
We moved it back this morning to the 13th.
That's great.
You just got it out of trouble.
That's right.
Athletic report.
So, golf. Just returned from the regional golf tournament where we placed second. So, and Landon Smith placed third as a medalist. And they will be headed to state again. Ms. Vaughn, how many times have you taken the golf trip before?
This will be my ninth trip.
Ninth.
Wow, I'm flying.
The state.
Awesome.
Baseball will complete their season on Tuesday the 21st against the Volley. Softball has completed their district as district champs. And I think, what did she say, Thursday? They're playing Thursday?
Thursday, 4 o'clock in Nacogdoches.
In Nacogdoches, yes.
I seen one who was fourth place.
Track competed at Area and Salveston. And then the top four finishers will go to regionals in Seguin on May the 1st. Tennis went to a regional tournament on Thursday and Friday, April 16 and 17. Rodeo team completed their finals with Gus Doris and Carson headed to state in Abilene. And then on May the 7th at 10:30, Carson will sign with Panola College for a ride for rodeo scholarship. And then the fishing team were participating in Big Bass Splash last week. Center Walk and Steer Wrestling.
We just had our ALI finalization for fishing. We had three teams finish in the top 15.
Nice. So they'll be able to nationals?
Maybe. Brayden and Bain and Aiden, they finished, I believe, 7th. Uh-huh. Brayden and Jordan finished 9th, and then Landon finished 15th, and he's a solo fisherman.
Nice.
And Landon also is committed now to Brookhaven College in Dallas. And his signing, we don't know when he's going to sign, but he'll have his signing coming up.
To do play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not have a fishing.
Sounds okay. Like a really positive place. A couple of Martins Mill kids going there with him.
Superintendent report.
So on April the 2nd, I attended the Jasper County Sheriff's Safety Meeting and had those twice a year. I was waiting to hear from, no sir, in Jasper County. We had one person in town, but we also had one in Jasper. Been waiting to hear back from Region 5 on the maintenance building with our facilities. We're going to do about the asbestos and maintenance of that. Spring break was April 6th to the 10th. Pre-K roundup was April 17th. I'm leaving tomorrow for the superintendent's conference in FEMA and will be gone to Friday. Big B, you moved it to the 13th?
Yes.
The athletic banquet is going to be Monday, May the 11th. And then we have graduation. I need to know who's going to be where at graduation. Who's going to be where?
What's the dates? You just told me.
May 19th, May 21st, and yes.
I don't have to do any of them, but I will do whatever you need. Need somebody up there.
Kindergarten's always fun.
I did it last year, but I had a kid there, so. But like I said, if you need somebody.
You don't have anything?
I forgot one thing along that graduation line. This was just announced today, but our valedictorian for the senior class is Gus Doris. Our salutatorian is Carson Bishop. And our historian, third honor graduate, is Landon Smith. I probably normally put that on the May board report, but it was announced today.
Can you do any information?
Does it?
Nope. Is it nope? Okay, Mr.
Crawley?
Wait, you're
going to do senior class. I can't, yeah. I'll be there. You're going to be there?
Yeah.
I don't have a camera. All I need is a couple. Yeah. Cool, right? Whatever. That's, what day is that? 27th. Don't tell them, my wife.
That's the 19th, right?
It's on my list that we're fixing. Then I need some eighth grade pupils. Well, guys, everybody's gotta take a bait. Are you gonna be there for eighth grade? Can you be there for seventh grade?
I'm working.
All 3 days?
If something changes, I'll call it.
I'll do eighth grade. You just drop me off the senior list.
Well, you still come Friday.
I could, yes. I could, but I'm not.
No. But what else are you going to do on a Friday?
Get drunk. I don't know.
You can always do that later. You know, it's not like it takes up the whole night. You know.
Okay. You wouldn't be the only one up there.
That's right. Or start early. That's right.
Yeah, eighth grade or senior?
Either one.
Okay.
All right. So you got your homecoming, graduation. District goal update operations.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that, guys. I'm
going
to do that next month.
Okay.
I
smooth
forgot that one.
That's another approver. Just, all right, move operations. You got it under control.
Sorry. Sure.
Yeah. All right, personnel. A.
That.
Have a teacher renewal recommendations for all of them.
So this is your updated list. You may have left a real important person off. And she so graciously.
It's not Nurse Moon.
Nurse Moon. No, it wasn't Nurse Moon. It's Mr. Grant. We gotta have her on there. No, no, what I was. I wrote it in. I did. Did everybody get one? But
I can vouch for it. I saw her write it in.
Yes.
I'm literally having to go down the hall.
I think we got everybody on there this time. We don't have anybody for non-renewal, so.
So where are we at with certifications and all that good stuff? Conversations last year.
Everyone but one is in the, observation, where they come in, they do their observations, and then they get their six observations, and then they'll be done. The problem is some of them won't be finished with their observations until next year this time. They get three now, and then they have to wait three later. So
you have to refresh my memory, because I'm not an expert on this, but if I recall correctly, there was a written test portion.
Yes.
And then the observation.
Yes.
Portion. So all of the ones on this list have passed their written test portion. Everybody on this list.
With the exception of one.
And that is
who?
Coach Train.
She gets another shot at the apple, doesn't she? Another shot, some bite.
Now you said that I guess they're all.
Everybody is in the program, tested the program, and simply getting their observations done by the Teach Texas lady that comes in and does it.
What are the steps through that? I know you go through your observation, but is there a final test?
They've already taken those tests.
Okay. I thought I didn't
yes,
know.
Sir.
When those tests, like actual certifications, is there like two parts to it? Or?
There is. There's a PPR, and then there's your content, and they require them to take those tests and pass them before they start doing their observation.
Yeah, they've taken content and PPR, and some of them have to have a third one, which is STR. So they've taken two or three tests.
We have at least two that are finished. They'll be certified. They'll be just certified. No more. They don't have to do anything else as of this summer. And then we have a couple, like we're in all different places, so we have a couple that
aren't on that list that are in the process of getting their certifications, but they're not teachers. They're not employed as teachers right now.
The observations are just at the IT schedule, not what they can't.
I see if that makes sense.
Yeah. There are aides that are going.
Yeah, we have aides that are fixing to need observations that are at that stage.
Yes, we have individuals that are hired as aides that are going through the iTeach program that will be served by teachers this time next year.
Yes.
Can we do an executive session?
Okay. All right. We will go into executive session at 12:37? 1:20. No, I was looking at the clock as I just I can't read the clock.
It was 4,500.
All right, we need to, we're out of executive session, need to approve the teacher renewal recommendations.
I make a motion to approve the
teacher renewal. Kevin made it, Tom second, all in favor?
Who's second?
Tom. Sean, be back in just a second. Okay, and we got teacher resignation.
Yes. Mr. Goff is resigning from Matthew 10th grade English, English 1 and English 2. She is going to open a Mother's Day out at the Methodist Church in Jasper. So she's. Is it going to be a 2 day a week daycare? So she's going to be up there 2 days a week for I think it's 2 year olds and 3 year olds.
How old is she? No, she's not.
She's
asking for it, ain't she? Wow. Little bitty kids.
She's got her.
Okay, well, good for her.
I'll move to make a motion to accept Mrs. Ross' resignation.
Okay. Jesse, second. All in favor? And you were in favor of the A on the recommendation, right? Oh, teacher list.
All right.
The list? The point of the list?
Thank you, guys. And we will meet again on May 21st at noon.
Need a motion to adjourn?
Need one, yes, sir.
Need a motion to adjourn?
All in favor?
Nah.
Tom got a few signatures for you.